Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hi there. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. I know, my Sharona. Hey, I'm living in the 80s today. What can I say? And welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. This is a Friday. We're just hitting 19.5 million on SoundCloud. Thank you for that. That means you've been sharing the show. And I love that. And that's just the show after the show. So that's the podcast that we turn the live show into a podcast every single day. And then that's people listening to that, not even the live show. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that. We're going to hit 20 million and we got in a couple of weeks and I got to celebrate. We got to do something big. So email me and give me some ideas. I have Morley Robbins on who wrote the book about copper. The book is Cure, C-U-R-E. And it's a play on words and you've got to check this book out. Cure Your Fatigue. Morley Robbins. You're going to love this book because it's chock full of history too. Food supply history, all kinds of things that are finally going to make sense to you. And this is why I like Morley. And of course, I have a caller. So we'll kick this off with a caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. You're on with Morley Robbins. Go right ahead.
Is that me?
That's you. Go right ahead.
Oh, thank you so much for a great subject. And thank you, Morley, for being on with us.
Thanks.
I just have a question. What should our copper number be, and how do you find it? Is it a blood test?
Nice. Thank you.
That's a great question. Wonderful question. So you would have to ask your doctor to do it. Or you can go, there's a website called requestatest.com.
Okay.
And put in the search bar, full Monty iron panel. It's a panel that I put together that looks at 12 different markers. And if you asked your doctor to do this, they would think you have three heads because they've never measured copper or the protein for copper called ceruloplasmin. But to answer your question, the ideal copper in the serum. So serum is the fluid that the red blood cells swim in, and spell it S-E-A-R-U-M. That way you think of seawater, and the copper level should be 100. In the serum, and the ceruloplasmin, which is the copper protein, cerulo, blue, plasmin, the blood, that should be 30. And so the ratio of copper to ceruloplasmin should be 3.33. And when it's below that,
interesting number.
And the numbers, when it's below that, it means you don't have enough copper or retinol in your diet. And if your number is above that, I've got clients in the fours and fives. I even have one client in a six, which is very, very high. What that's revealing is that there's inflammation in the body, most likely in the liver, and the copper has become unbound. Why? Because the body's really smart and it's trying to kill microbes. That's really what it's trying to do.
Wow.
So it's copper's 100, ceruloplasmin 30, ratio 3.33.
So when people's, okay, so if somebody's taking a copper supplement, okay, you're taking a copper supplement, and how would you know when you've hit the mark? And can you stay at that mark? I mean, do you need to continuously take it as a supplement?
Okay, great question. Where to begin? So our ancestors regularly had copper in their diet. When our ancestors were making wine, they were made in barrels that would have copper in them. The vats the beer was made in were copper vats. Now all those vats are glass lined, so we don't get access to the copper. The nuts and seeds, seafoods, the organ meats that our ancestors would eat all had copper in them. Doesn't exist anymore. And so back in the 1920s and 30s, it was not unusual for someone to get 4 to 6 milligrams of copper in their diet.
Okay.
4 to 6 milligrams.
A day?
a day.
Uh-huh.
And today, the RDA is 0.9 milligrams.
Jeez.
They have so narrowed it down, made it just subsistence level. We are barely getting what we need. And the thing is, what people don't realize is how critical this mineral is to vitalize our body. We think nothing of taking iron supplements just because we've been conditioned and brainwashed that iron is our friend. It's not our friend.
Right.
And it's copper that needs to regulate that iron. And if we don't have the copper in the diet, then it becomes a problem. When is there too much? I think what people have been taught to believe is that if they take too much copper, they're going to get loopy in the head or racing mind or something like that. What they don't realize is what the copper is doing. Copper in the food, or especially copper in a supplement, it's going to mobilize iron that's been stored in your tissue. No one's ever told you about the level of iron that's in your, in your body.
And it's bad in the tissues.
And it's very bad in the tissues. So a good rule of thumb for people is to take your age, multiply it times 365, and you're going to get a big five-digit number. Mine is 26,000. Because I'm 70 years old.
Right.
So I'm supposed to have 5,000 milligrams of iron. I have 26,000 as someone who's that age. And this is not my calculation. Mm-hmm. This is what iron biologists use in their calculations. So we live in a very iron toxic world, and everyone has been brainwashed, and it really is a brainwashing. They've been brainwashed to be fearful of too much copper, when in fact, we're drowning in iron.
So before we take the caller, I just want to ask this real quick then. So if you're taking a copper supplement, is there at a, or do you get to a point where you don't have to take it for a while, or is it, or are we so devoid of it and it's so needed as the master general that we need to continue taking it because it's so void in our diet?
Are there any easy questions?
Sorry.
No, it's a great question.
Okay.
The thing is, it depends on what type of copper. I think the more food-based forms are the best.
Okay.
And that's really what we've tried to do with the FIQ, is make it as food-based as possible. Even though it's something called copper bisglycinate, it's being mixed in with desiccated beef liver and spirulina, which is really, really important. There are many different forms of copper supplements out there. The vast majority of them are not the right type of copper.
FIQ is, though. That's why I've been telling people to go down to the bottom of my site, click on the FIQ so the show gets credit, and order their Recuperate Copper, because you put it with the things that it needs to be put with, too. So
that's the key.
Yep, I've got another question for you. Okay, go ahead, caller. You're live.
I found some copper glycinate, not copper biglycinate, or bisglycinate, I think it is. Is that stuff unavailable to the body, or is it just maybe not quite as good as the bisglycinate?
Thanks. Excellent question.
Wonderful question. My understanding is that the bisglycinate, and copper, for those who follow copper, they may know that it comes in copper 1, copper 2. And people have been told about proper copper is the copper 1. Well, there's actually a third form of copper, and it's called copper neutral. And what I understand, and I will look into this and get the information back to Kate later, my understanding is that the bisglycinate, I think it really stands for 2-glycinate, but my understanding is the bisglycinate is the copper neutral. I'm not certain about the copper glycinate, and I'll look into that. But the bisglycinate, I know for a fact, is copper neutral, and it goes right into the cell the way it's designed to do by Mother Nature.
So
that's really what we're seeking.
The bi one is the one that you want to have. That's
exactly.
The one.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. I love that. Hi, caller. Oops. Oh, we got to hang up. Okay. Call back 888-673-1450. Excellent questions, because I just didn't know if it was a supplement that you take forever. Because I know when you get up to a good level of vitamin D, you stop for a while. You know what I mean? You don't need it. And what do you?
It's something that needs to be restored daily.
Okay.
And or should I say daily?
I love it. I love it.
But,
yeah.
But it's so lost in our diet that at the end of the day, what I encourage my colleagues and clients to do is follow your intuition. I encourage people to really take an active part in trying to bring their body back into balance. And if something doesn't feel right, yield. sensation.
It's I really love really it. Important. Okay, caller, go right ahead. You're on the line with Morley Robbins.
Yeah, I liked the information he gave on that testing.
Yeah.
I was just curious, is if we buy that test, do we need to take it somewhere to draw blood, or do we or how much blood do you need to do those kinds
Thank
of tests?
Thank you. Appreciate that. Go ahead, Morley.
Yep. That site, Request a Test, the other one that you can order that same blood test is called Ulta, U-L-T-A, wellness.com. They both have the full Monty Iron panel. What you're going to do is you're going to pay for the test online.
Mm-hmm.
Costs about $250, $275.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see any money. I don't want people thinking I'm pimping
for
blood testing. But you're going to pay for it online. You're going to get a receipt and a confirmation. You're going to take both of those documents to a blood center. Either LabCorp or Quest will support both of those order entry companies. And they're going to take about 8 vials of blood. That's about 80 cc's of blood.
Okay.
And that's enough to run the test.
Excellent. Okay. Another caller for you. Hi, caller. Go right ahead. You're on with Morley Robbins. Keep it quick.
Okay. So if parasites are the result of too low of copper, there is a skin parasite called a Demodex that you can see if you use a 15 times magnification mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And it occurs to me that when you're taking copper and you don't want to go pay for lab tests,
mm-hmm.
could you follow the amount of Demodex you can get out of your skin?
Mm-hmm.
There's a number of topical products, just like simply green tea, will make the mites come out of your skin. You can see them come out.
Oh,
could you
lovely.
Use that to mm-hmm. follow whether you have enough copper?
Okay. All right. Morley?
That's a fascinating way to measure it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why you couldn't do that.
Right.
The other thing you might look into is there's two other products. There's copper cream
mm-hmm.
made by Reverse Skin Aging,
mm-hmm.
Wonderful product. And there's something called copper hydrazole that you could actually drink.
I think
people need to be doing mm-hmm. all three.
I have a question from my fourth hour group, and that was, what about drinking out of a coffee mug? They sell these a lot.
If we were in India, yes. but the sanitation of our water is very different, and a lot of chemicals in it, so you have to be very careful about that.
Yeah, okay. Coffee mug or copper mugs.
That's probably the most frequently asked question is, can I just get my copper from a mug? And I'm like, I wish it were that easy.
I know.
And in India, all they're doing is they are killing the microbes in the water.
Mm-hmm.
They're not using it as a source of copper. Their diet is based on incredible herbs and spices that have copper,
mm-hmm.
but they're not using the copper cup as a source of copper.
Do we have copper in our water supply?
Yeah, well, the copper pipes are going to have some, but it's a minimal amount. It's not going to be an issue.
Okay. We're going to go to a break, but I'm going to open the phone lines again when we get right back. And, of course, you can ask Morley any questions about copper. That's why he's here. This is part two of our interview.
Iron.
Yes, iron. Because I was told I was low in iron, right? And so, of course, they say, you know, take iron. Well, it's not simple like that, and it's probably not the best advice. Up your copper. We'll be right back. More with Morley Robbins, who wrote the book Cure. You've got to read this book. It's just chock full of things that will finally make sense to you about the last 100 years, too, about our bodies. Be right back.
Why they were voted best in Southern Utah. Now 3 years in a row, Chef Amy invites you to make your reservation today and treat yourself to fine dining at Aragosta Restaurant. Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show, and feeling all right. A little Joe Cocker for you. I actually.